For WKU Public Radio, I'm Kevin Willis. A set of chairs currently on display at the Kentucky Museum on WKU's campus offers a glimpse at some of the finest pieces of Appalachian art ever created. The exhibit, Chester Cornett, Beyond the Narrow Sky, features over 20 chairs created by Cornett, a simple and quiet man from the Appalachian region who possessed an amazing talent. Cornett was born in 1913 in Letcher County and learned chair making from his grandfather and uncle. He served in World War II and then returned to his mountain home in 1945. Brent Bjorkman, director of the Kentucky Folklife Program at WKU, says Cornett seemed to be at peace when he was creating chairs, a peace that eluded him in other aspects of his life.
He grew up as a loner. Chester was a mountain kid, had difficulty fitting in with the community, and also, you know, was married a couple times, and I think dealing with people was pretty hard for him. So I think he went back again and again to expressing himself through this creative form that he felt was something familiar.
During his lifetime, Cornett created hundreds of chairs, but only a few are currently known to exist. Many of those that do exist can now be seen at the Kentucky Museum. One of the chairs on display that catches the eye looks like the rocking chair version of a king's throne. Bjorkman explains that chair was meant for a special individual.
This particular chair was created in 1962. It was first entitled the Presidential Rocker, and it was intended to be a gift to John F. Kennedy. But he got assassinated before it could be delivered. So it was an interesting, it's now called the Mayor's Chair, and it's very interesting because it's actually called a double rocker. You can see the bottom of it is an octagon. So each one of the joining areas where the pieces of the octagon seat come together, there needs to be a leg on there. So there's also eight legs, which means there's four rockers that go across the bottom, which is really interesting.
Equal parts functional chair and artistic masterpiece, the mayor's chair looks like it would be at home at the White House, where it was originally intended to be. Another chair in this exhibit with presidential aspirations sits nearby. As Brent Bjorkman explains, this one was made for Richard Nixon.
And it was actually delivered by Chester Cornett and a Cincinnati Congressman, Walter Powell, in 1973. So there's a wonderful picture of them in the Oval Office with Chester and his big flowing beard that it's full of gray and his overalls on, with Richard Nixon. So it's a pretty thing, and it reads across the back, hand carved by Chester Cornett for the President of the United States of America, Richard Nixon family. And it says it going down the rungs on the back of the chair. So I think that's pretty amazing with the finials on top as it is.
I noticed the spelling of by in this.
Yeah, it's B-U-Y, and also there's the family is F-A-M-L-E-Y. It's interesting. Who knows if it was intentional or not?
Cornett was assisted by some newspaper and magazine articles about his work that came out in the mid-1960s. That was also the time that fellow Kentuckian Wendell Berry published an essay in The Nation that he said was inspired by Cornett.
So he started to get a little bit of recognition, but for a chair maker that was putting him out one at a time, it was very hard for him. Looking at his ledgers, his sales ledgers that he kept handwritten. Over half his sales after these articles became attributed to people who lived out of state. So, you know, the word got out that this craftsman that was doing it in the old ways was out there.
Chester Cornett was out there, creating chairs that are not only beautiful to look at, but also symbolize an idea that has gained a tremendous amount of currency in recent years. That something created on a small scale that's connected to the local area is something to be admired and sought after. The exhibit Chester Cornett Beyond the Narrow Sky runs from September 13th through November 9th at the Kentucky Museum on the campus of Western Kentucky University. For WKU Public Radio, I'm Kevin Willis.